哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all brothers and sisters。
啊，今天下午我们的题目是神的旨意是什么
？And the topic for our exaltation for this afternoon is to know the will of God。
啊，第一节我们来讲神的旨意是什么
？And so the part one of this series under this topic is keeping holy。
啊，我们知道新的一年开始了。
And we know that the new year has come。
啊，我们有很多的计划。
And this new year marks a new beginning of many plans.
啊，有很多自己的想法。
And we have many plans that we want to proceed.
但是我们作为一个主的基督徒。
But as a Christian,
我们也知道我们做事情不单只有自己的旨意。
We know that as we conduct our life, we also have our will.
我们也要问问我们的上面，这是我们的主的旨意。
But other than our own will, we also need to ask our God above, what is the will of God?
为什么要问神的旨意呢？
Why do we inquire of the will of God?
我们请看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
21节。
Matthew 7:21.
马太福音第七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
主耶稣在这里讲得很清楚。
So over here, the Lord Jesus said very clearly,
啊，不是每一个人啊，称呼主是主啊，主啊的人都可以得救。
That not everyone who claims the Lord, Lord, will enter into heaven.
这个世界很多人称呼主耶稣为主。
Because we see many people in this world, they claim Lord Jesus as their Lord.
很多基督徒。
There are many Christians around us.
但主耶稣讲了一点。
But over here, Jesus expounded a point.
不是凭你嘴巴讲主啊主啊，就看定可不可以得救了。
It's not just by mere lip service that you will be saved.
要看看你有没有遵行天父的旨意。
But rather, it is by your action whether you do the will of God.
如果没有的话。
If you do not.
啊，我们接下来看22到23节。
Then let's continue to look at verse 22 and verse 23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
啊，如果没有遵行天父旨意。
So over here, if we do not do the will of God,
就算你为主做了很多其他的事情。
That even though you may have done many things in God's name,
可能讲道了，教训人了。
Perhaps you may preach, perhaps you may counsel.
赶鬼了，医病了。
Perhaps you may cast out demons, perhaps you may heal.
但是主啊，就会说我不认识你们。
But Jesus says that I never knew you.
所以看来啊，我们要遵行天父旨意是很重要的。
So therefore here, it's very clear to us that it is very important for us to do the will of God.
那有人就问了，啊，神的旨意到底是什么？
But many people will ask this question, what is the will of God?
是我要做这个工作呢，还是做这个工作？
Is it for me to do this work or to do the other work?
要搬去这里住呢，还是去哪里住？
Or should I move to this place or move to another place?
甚至啊，有人说，哎呀，我买这个房子是不是主的旨意？
And some people even ask this question: If I were to buy this house, it is the will of God.
付这个钱是不是主的旨意？
And if I were to pay this bill, is it the will of God?
好像想得很复杂。
It seems so complicated.
好像神的旨意是什么？常常。是一个很大的问号。
And it seems like the will of God is such a great mystery.
啊，问来问去好像得不到答案。
And you may ask around, but you do not get the answer.
其实圣经里面啊，神的旨意没有那么复杂。
But actually, from the Bible, we see that God's will is indeed very clear.
打开圣经啊，就找到答案了。
Once you open up the Bible, you will find the answer.
我们现在讲第一点。
Let's look at first point.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三节。
Let's look at First Thessalonians.
第四章第三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
第四节。
And verse 4, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
这里保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒。
So over here, we see how Paul wrote this letter to the members in Thessalonica.
写的时候差不多是公元第一世纪的时候。
So it was written during the first century.
写给当时啊帖撒罗尼迦这个地方。
And he was writing to the Thessalonians living in that place.
这个地方呢是个港口。
And Thessalonica is located by the coast.
那么呢，它非商业非常的发达。
It is a harbor city, and the trade and business is very abundant.
当然，商业发达，享受就多了。
So of course, living in such a vibrant city, they also enjoy a lot of luxuries.
还有在公元第一世纪啊，人的道德啊，可以说是非常的水准非常的低。
And also during the first century, at that time, the morality of people is very low.
可以说不输今天的开放。
And it is in comparison to our lifestyle today.
但是保罗写给他们怎么讲啊？
But this is how Paul wrote to them.
神的旨意并不是那么复杂。
In fact, the will of God is not that complex.
并不是说你要买这个还是买那个，做这个工还是做那个工。
It does not just point to the house that you buy or the work that you do.
神的旨意是给你一些 guiding principle, 一些标准。
But rather, the will of God is a guiding principle. It is a compass for your life.
你做任何决定的时候，
whatever things that you do,
只要你不违背这些原则。
As long as a decision does not go against these guiding principles,
不违背的话，都可以是神的旨意。
And as long as you do not go against these principles, they are all under the will of God.
那这里讲了第一点很重要。
So over here, the first point is laid down here that is very important.
那个神的旨意啊，就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
So over here, he says that this is the will of God, that is for you to sanctify yourself.
啊，这点很重要。
This is a very important verse.
为什么神的旨意要我们保守圣洁呢？
Why is it that the will of God is for us to sanctify ourselves?
这里说要成为圣洁，就是信主之前不怎么圣洁了。
And that is to say that before you become a Christian, you are not holy.
因为当时啊，那些帖撒罗尼迦地方啊，太开放了。
Because at that time, in the place in Thessalonica, they are very liberal and open-minded.
所以呢，犯很多罪。
So therefore, they commit many sins.
信了之后呢，有点改变。
But after they come to the Lord, they have to change.
他为什么要圣洁呢？
Why do they need to sanctify themselves?
我们看诗篇九十九篇第九节。
Let's turn to Psalms 99.
啊，很好记啊，九九九啊。
Psalms 99 verse 9.
啊，诗篇九十九篇第九节。
Psalms 99 verse 9. Here it says, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy."
神的本质啊，是圣洁的。
Because the essence of God is holiness.
圣洁就是不能容许黑暗，不能容许罪。
And this holiness means purity, and there is no room for sin or defilement.
既然你做了他儿子，
so since you become his child,
你就要跟他相像。
You have to bear his image.
像我们当了父亲了。
And just like as a father,
如果我的儿子长得很像自己，
if your son looks like yourself and bear your image,
哇，你会很高兴。
You will be so happy.
可能他的头型长得像你。
Maybe the shape of your son's head is like yours.
头发像得像你。
Maybe the hair color is like yours.
走路走得像你。
Maybe the way he walks is just like the father.
讲话很像你。
And the way he expresses himself and speaks is just like the father.
你说很好，因为我是他爸爸。
Then as the father, you feel so proud because I am the father of this child.
所以天父是圣洁的。
So since our God is holy,
所以他也要求他的儿女跟他一样。
And therefore he expects us to be just as holy.
那么圣洁有很多的方面。
But this holiness comprises many factors.
但是最基本的也最难做到的只有一样。
But however, the most basic and fundamental is just this one area.
就是在性方面的要保守圣洁。
That is to abstain yourself from sexual immorality.
我们请看早上看过的约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
啊，第十六节。
1 John chapter 2.
啊，二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
啊，这里告诉我们了，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，是三样魔鬼引诱信徒的一个方法。
So over here, there are three elements that Satan would use to tempt Christians.
啊，欲望本身是中性的。
And first, desire, this element itself is actually neutral.
没有欲望，人类不可能生存。
Because if you do not possess any desire, there's no way for you to survive.
你有吃东西的欲望才会长大。
Because you have the desire for food, then you can grow up.
才有力量做工。
Then you can have the strength to work.
还有青年男女长大了，有欲望要结婚，才有传宗接代。
So, and also that applies to young girls and young boys when they grow up, they fall in love.That's the desire for generations to come.
但是魔鬼啊，利用这个欲望引诱信徒。
But however, Satan will use such basic desires to tempt believers.
当欲望超过界限。
When your desire has crossed the line and the boundary,
这危险啊。
Then it is in the danger zone.
就好像你开车开到对面的线去了。
And just like you driving on your lane, but you have surpassed the boundary line and went to the other opposite lane.
开车冲了红灯了。
Or you have crossed the red light.
那问题就出来了。
Then there is where problems arise.
所以魔鬼用这三种眼目的情欲。
So over here, the devil uses these three types. First, the lust of the flesh.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
来引诱信徒。
And use these to come to tempt Christians.
以前的社会比较保守啊。
And we know that society in the past are more conservative.
中文有句话叫做万恶淫为首。
And then there's a Chinese saying that all sins derive from sexual immorality.
这是说淫乱呢是所有罪当中的最差的最不好的一种。
And that is to say sexual immorality is the worst of all the sins out there.
尤其是中国的儒家思想从传统的道德水准很高。
And from the Chinese culture, they follow the tradition of Confucius teaching. They also have a very high standard.
所以一路以来啊，可以说东方啊都有这种比较优良的传统。
So that is why along the way, all these centuries, the Chinese culture will possess a higher standard.
但是呢，现在社会不一样。
But however, today it is very different.
物质发达了。
Because now we live in abundant materialism.
已经很少人讲万恶淫为首了。
You don't hear this saying anymore that all sins.And the worst of all sins is sexual immorality.
反而啊，现在说笑贫啊，这不笑娼啊，就是会笑你是没钱，但是不会笑你，因为你是当妓女户。
So, however, now the common saying is that people will laugh at you if you are poor, and not when you are rich.
Not when you are sexually immoral.
Oh, and not when you are sexually immoral.
但是圣经提醒我们。
But the Bible reminds us.
我们看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第六章第十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse
8. 第十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body.
这里说身有很罪有很多种。
So here it let us understand that there are many types and kinds of sins.
杀人啊，去偷啊，去抢啊，很多啊。
And perhaps it includes murder and robbery and stealing.
但是呢，有种罪是不一样的。
But however, there's one kind of sin that is very different.
就是啊，在淫乱方面的罪啊。
And this sin pertains to immorality in the sexual area.
因为所有的罪啊，都是你伤害别人的。
Because all the kinds of sin that we've spoken above are done to other people.
但是呢，只有一种罪呢，除了你伤害别人之外，还会伤害到自己。
But there's only one kind of sin that other than causing harm to others, you also cause harm to your own body.
得罪自己的身体啊。
That you have sinned against your own body.
就是淫行啊。
And that is sexual immorality.
所以保罗啊，提醒当时的信徒。
So therefore, Paul over here, he reminds the members in those days.
第十九节。
So verse 19, Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?Whom you have from God, and you are not your own.
所以保罗提醒当时的信徒啊。
So therefore, here Paul he reminded the members.
我们遵循神的旨意，第一点。
That the first criteria of following the will of God.
最简单的，不用讲很复杂。
Is the most basic, the most fundamental.
保守自己的身体的圣洁。
That is to keep your own body with holiness.
那么什么叫做淫行呢
？And what does it mean? And the definition of sexual immorality.
从圣经里面可以讲几点。
And from the Bible, we can see several points.
第一点呢，这是所谓的婚外情。
First, that is adultery that is committed outside the bondage of marriage.
就是说跟任何跟配偶以外的发生性行为的，就是所谓的婚外情，就是所谓的淫行。
And that is for you to commit any sexual relationship outside of your own spouse.
但是呢，现在的报纸啦，或者是杂志啦，给它很好听的名字，不讲奸淫了，是婚外的情比较好听啊。
But however, nowadays, people do not use the term adultery anymore. They will use sexual relationships or affairs.
听起来好像有情嘛，比较好听。
So it seems like you have these affairs outside of a marriage.
但是呢，这是圣经所不容许的。
But however, this is not condoned in the Bible.
但是因为现在这个社会这种的事情发生很多。
But because it is so prevalent in society nowadays.
上至到国家的大国的总统。
It also even reached the president of the country.
下至平民百姓。
And it also affect all the members and citizens of the country.
很多都在这方面跌倒。
Many people fall in this area.
所以我们今天当信徒了，要更要谨慎。
So therefore, today as Christians, we must exercise caution.
啊，根据啊 Vancouver Sun 啊温哥华啊太阳报的报道。
According to the Vancouver Sun newspaper.
啊，最近呢、啊、做了一个民调 ，Angus Ray 做了一个民调。
And so recently they have done a survey.
啊，加拿大人呢、啊、有三分之一觉得说所谓的婚外情啊没有什么道德不对。
And one third of Canadians think that affairs is fine.
这样听起来很可怕。
So indeed, it is pretty scary.
本来是完全不对的事情。
Because this is something that is totally wrong.
怎么会在社会里面有三分之一的人觉得 OK 呢？
Why is it that one third of the society can accept this fact?
啊，因为这个社会引诱太大了。
Because the temptation is too great.
那么根据社会学家他们做研究啊。
And the sociologists, they also may do some research.
为什么有所谓的婚外情的发生呢？
Why is it that affairs will happen in marriages?
啊，有几点哦。
Several points.
啊，第一点呢，因为现代的社会啊，异性接触的机会很多。
And the first point is that they brought up is that there are many contacts between the different genders today.
以前不一样，以前呢，所谓的男女授受不亲啊。
And this is a very different culture from the days of old. In the days of old, men and women do not get together too often.
啊，现在的男女平等。
But now there is equality between two genders.
无论学校了，工作机会有很多接触的机会。
Whether it is education or whether it is work.Both genders will have the equal opportunities.
啊，第二点呢
？The second point.
啊，现在呢，引诱特别多。
The sociologist brought out is that the temptation is increasing.
啊，媒体很发达。
Because of the media that is so outspread.、
啊、最近呢，有一个网站呢，就是说把那些你二十年前的旧同学都可以找出来。
And recently, there's also a website that will help you to find some old friends 20 years ago that you have lost contact.、
啊、本来没有什么不好嘛，旧同学聚聚旧嘛。
In fact, it sounds pretty good that you can find your old friends through the web.
结果不得了，这个网站出现之后。
But however, once this website came about,
哇，二十年前的初恋情人啊，都联络上了。
That they even found their first love 20 years ago.
啊，初恋的得不到都是好的。
Because your first love is always the best because you did not obtain it.
一联络上了，问题就出来了。
And once they discovered their first love through the web, then the problems arise.
还有呢，第三点呢。
And the third point,、
啊、对很多人对现有的婚姻呢，可能有一些不满。
That many people become very satisfied with their
不满哦。
They are not satisfied.、
啊、有很多的问题啊。
They are not satisfied with their current marriages.
所以在外面有引诱的时候。
So therefore, when temptation comes from the outside,
就很危险了、啊。
Then it becomes very dangerous.、
啊、但是我们要知道啊。
But we also know.
从圣经里面告诉我们。
That the Bible tell us.
啊，这个我们来看这个箴言的第五章啊。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 5.
箴言第五章。
Proverbs 5.
凡事都有后果的。
In Proverbs 5, it says that you reap what you sow.
我们看第五章第一节到第六节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 to 6. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, verse 2. That you may preserve discretion and that your lips may keep knowledge, verse 3.For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil, verse 4. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword, verse 5. Her feet goes down to death, her steps lay hold of hell, verse 6. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable, you do not know them.
这里啊，智慧的所罗门王教导他的儿子。
So over here, the wise King Solomon is teaching his son.
啊，最重要要有智慧。
At first, you must gain wisdom.
怎么有智慧呢？
How do you gain it?
你要知道引诱在哪里。
You must understand where your temptation lies.
这里说啊，外面的不正经的女人啊，她们会用舌头啊，地下蜂蜜啊，讲很好听的话。
So over here it says that be aware of all these immoral women whose mouth drip honey.
但是其实呢，都是刀啊，就杀你的。
But actually, their heart has a two-edged sword that's ready to kill you.
她的脚啊，自己已经灭亡了。
Their feet is already steeped in death.
你跟着他呢，也一定会灭亡了。
And if you grab onto her, you will be pulled into hell as well.
啊，她自己也不晓得这个平安的道路在哪里。
Because this woman did not know her own path of life.
啊，所以凡事都有代价。
So therefore, you will bear the consequences of your choice.
啊，所以圣经里面呢，第十诫第七条告诉我们不可以奸淫。
So therefore, the seventh commandment out of the ten is do not commit adultery.
啊，所以我们信了主之后呢，啊， 好好的保守自己。
So therefore, once you become a Christian, please keep yourself holy.
那才能够得到主的祝福啊。
Then you can receive the blessings of God.
啊，隐形的第二种啊，叫做婚前的性行为啊。
Then there's another area of sexual immorality that pertains to fornication, that is relationship before marriage.
啊，根据这个加拿大刚刚我说那个统计啊。
And according to the survey that I've just mentioned that was done throughout Canada,
81% 的加拿大人呢觉得说婚前性行为是可以接受的。
That 81% of Canadians, they can accept fornication.
因为他们也不叫 fornication 了，他们就是说婚前性行为了，很好听啊。
They do not even use this term fornication anymore. They will just say that you cohabit together.
就是说情到浓时。
Because since you are so much in love.
啊，甚至他们说啊，哎呀，先上车再买票。
And so they also have this saying, well, first you get your ticket before you board the bus.
啊，甚至很多所谓的明星啦，他们那个报纸，我们婚礼的时候都挺这个大肚子，一点都不害羞了。
And also you see many Hollywood actors or actresses, they will actually enter into the chapel for their marriage wedding with a pregnant body.
啊，这个很普遍。
It is very common.
但是我们知道普遍不代表是对。
But we should understand that even though this is a popular trend, it does not mean that it is right.
我们请看希伯来书第十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十三章。
Hebrews chapter
13. 第四节啊。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Here it says, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers,God will judge.
我们刚刚读过了，我们的身体是属的圣殿。
So we have just read in the verse earlier that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
是属于主的。
It belongs to God.
不是你的，不是我的。
Belongs to the Lord. It does not belong to you. It does not belong to me.
如果是我的，我可以随便用。
If it belongs to me, I can use it at my own will.
但是如果不是你的话，就不可以随便用了。
But if it does not belong to you, then you cannot use it according to your own will.
还有啊，这里说婚姻的人人都要尊重。
Over here it says that marriage must be honorable among all.
床也不可以脏。
That you must keep your bed clean.
啊，因为苟合行的神都会问的，所以审问的。
Because God will judge all those who defile the bed.
啊，所以感谢主啊，在真教会里面常常都会教导年轻的朋友。
So therefore we praise and thank God that in our true church we will always teach our own youth.
啊，在早上我们也讲过了，真爱是可以等待。
That we also spoke about in the sermon this morning that true love can wait.
啊，我们要尊重对方。
That we must respect each other.
尊重神啊设立的婚姻呢。
We must honor the marriage that God has instituted.
啊，第三样啊。
The third area.
啊，三种淫行就是用钱买的这个嫖妓。
And the third area of sexual immorality can actually be purchased by money.
啊，这是叫 prostitution 啊。
And that is in the area of prostitution.
啊，这个在西方国家也很普遍。
This is also very prevalent in the Western society.
啊，但是呢，这个也对婚姻呢，说是非常非常的不好的亵渎啊。
But this is a very, very terrible, addiction to marriage.
我们请看《哥林多前书》第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
六章十五到第十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 15 to verse 16. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Verse 16. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot in one body is in one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh.
啊，不信主的人啊，他们还说，哎呀，我们男人出来玩一玩，逢场作戏，没有感情的，没关系。
And so for the non-believers, they think that it is fine for these men to go and join themselves to prostitutes.
啊，但是呢，圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
既我们信了主了，我们要知道我们身体是主的。
But once we believe in Christ, our body belongs to Christ.
还有呢，圣经告诉我们，我们如果跟妓女联合，就跟她成为一体了。
And here the Bible also says that if you join yourself with a harlot, you become one body with her.
怎么可以跟妓女联合成为一体呢？
How can you join yourself with a harlot?
所以一定千万不能来犯这个错事的。
So therefore, please stay away from prostitutes.
啊，再来最后一点。
And the last point.
是所谓的同性恋。
Is homosexuals.
啊，刚刚讲过那个民调啊，59% 的加拿大人啊，觉得说同性恋是可以接受的。
And also from the Canadian survey, 59% of all Canadians, they can accept homosexuality.
啊，为什么呢？
Why?
他觉得说每个人都有人权呢。
Because they proclaim that it is human right.
只要你做的事情不影响别人。
As long as what you do do not harm the others.
啊，我们没有什么理由会反对啊。
There is no reason to oppose.
每个人都有自由啊。
Because you have your own freedom.
啊，神是爱啊。
And God is love.
神可以接纳啊。
That God can accept.
没有错，听起来很有道理。
Again, it all sounds very good.
但是我们刚刚有讲过一点了。
But as we point out earlier,
其实我们的身体的主权呢不在我们。
That our body do not belong to our own authority.
我们的主权呢是属于神的。
And our body belongs to the authority of God.
啊，所以我们用的时候要想清楚怎么用。
So therefore, when you use your own body, you must think clearly as to how you exercise it.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
啊，圣经很清楚有关于同性恋的态度啊。
And over here, the Bible says it very clearly in regards to the way you conduct, the way that people conduct homosexuality.
啊，一章二十六节。
Romans chapter 1:26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature.
二十七节。
Verse 27. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due.
啊，圣经讲得很清楚啊，同性恋呢，并不是神的旨意，不是神所设计的。
So here the Bible says it very clearly that God did not design homosexuality.
啊，但是人要这样做呢，神没有办法，神只有任凭他们了。
But since men insist on committing the sin, God gave them up.
但是呢，最后要为这个承担后果的。
But in the end, they will also receive the penalty of their sins.
像旧约的索多玛、俄摩拉城啊。
Just like the city Sodom and Gomorrah in the Old Testament.
为什么神要从天硫磺火把他们烧灭掉呢？
Why is it that God will send down brimstone and sulfur to burn these two cities?
因为里面的同性恋太厉害了。
Because there is a high level of homosexuality.
啊，连天使啊进到去里面了，那些人都不放过。
Even the angels who come to visit the cities are being tempted as well.
啊，今天你看啊，每年的那些所谓的 parade 啊、游行啊、彩虹啊。
And today you see the annual Pride Parade and all the rainbow flags.
穿到那个样子。
And the way they dress themselves.
真的是啊，只能用吓一跳来形容。
That it is very shocking.
啊，我们不能歧视任何的人。
It is true that we should not despise anyone.
我们也不会咒作任何的人。
It is true that we should not condemn anyone.
但是我们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
But we must know what is right and what is wrong.
啊，所以圣经讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible is very clear.
所以我们要保守自己。
We must preserve ourselves.
那我们要怎么样来逃避呢？
But how do we flee from all these temptations?
哦，圣经要告诉我们几个方法。
The Bible points out, show us some ways.
啊，第一点就是要远离这个试探的源头。
And first is to flee from the source of this temptation.
我们请看箴言第五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 5.
啊，第七节。
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 7.
第七到第八节。
Proverbs chapter 5.Verse 7, Therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Verse 8, Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house.
对付试探最好的方法。
The best way to handle temptation.
不是你跟他，哦，斗赢了，哦，我赢过他了，不是这样。
It's not for you to battle against the temptation.
你跟他斗，你一定输了。
Because if you were to battle, you would definitely lose.
因为我们是肉体。
Because we carry flesh,
有血有肉
and we have emotions and blood and desire.
啊，所以我们如果靠近那个试探的话，一定输的。
Because if we draw close to the temptation, we will definitely fall.
这里第五章第七节告诉我们。
So here, verse 7 tell us.
你要远离他的房门啊。
Here it says that you must keep your way away from the door of the house.
知道这里有危险的。
To know that it is a danger zone.
不要进去了。
Do not go near.
在旧约有一个很好的例子。
In the Bible, it tells us a very good example.
约瑟被卖到埃及去当奴仆。
That Joseph was sold as a slave to Egypt.
很得主人的喜爱。
And he was very popular in front of his master.
主人呢，把一切东西交给他管理。
And in the end, he gained the trust, and the master gave him everything of the house.
但是约瑟有一个烦恼。
But however, Joseph, he has an area that is causing him anxiety.
我们看创世纪三十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis 39.
三十九章。
Genesis 39.
第六节啊。
39:6。
创世纪三十九章第六节。
Genesis 39:6。So he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. And Joseph was handsome in form and appearance.
这里说啊，约瑟啊，大概十七八岁，非常的长得非常的容貌俊美。
And Joseph at that point in time was about 17 or 18 years old, and he has a very handsome look.
容貌俊美啊，有危险。
Here therefore it poses a danger because he is handsome looking.
啊，试探的会特别多啊。
And for anyone who is good looking, the temptation is greater.
如果约瑟这个时候啊，很丑啊，一点都不好看的话，大概祖母看不上他。
So if Joseph at this point that he is ugly and not good looking, probably the master's wife would not even cast a look at him.
所以今天弟兄们，如果有人说帅哥，你要小心了，我不是帅哥，哎呀，帅哥最危险。
So therefore, for the brothers, if anyone were to tell you that, wow, you are so handsome, then you got to be careful.
如果你的儿女生得特别漂亮。
And that also applies to the sisters. If you have such a pretty face, then you really have to pray a lot.
因为长得漂亮，试探会多一点。
Because the more pretty you are, the more flies you will attract.
啊，不是说不漂亮就一定没有啊，但是长得特别帅的一定会比较多。
But of course, it poses a greater temptation for those who have pretty and handsome faces.
所以那个祖母就引诱他了。
So therefore, here we see how Joseph was being tempted by the master's wife.
第七节啊。
Verse 7.
哇，这个祖母每天都目光松情给他。
So verse 7, you can see how the master's wife will communicate with her eyes to Joseph.
出问题了，同时眼睛先出问题了。
And very often, the eyes that cast the longing looks is the one that poses danger.
人的眼睛啊，如果一个人是正直的话，眼神会很正直。
If a person is upright, just look at their eyes, it is straight.
我可以看你一分钟，你都不会有什么不好的。
I will look at you for 1 minute, you will not even feel uncomfortable.
心歪了，眼神会出问题，眼神会不一样。
But for those whose heart is not in the right place, the way they look at you will also be very dirty.
再来了，这个祖母就开始直接引诱他了。
Then again, we see how this master's wife, she was very upfront.
啊，第七节说你跟我同寝吧。
So verse 7, she even cast herself to Joseph and command him to lie with him.
太可怕了。
With her.
太可怕了。
So this is indeed very dangerous.
一个年轻人。
He's such a young man.
面对那么大的试探。
And is facing such an immediate temptation.
他怎么办呢？
What should he do?
第九节啊。
Verse 9.
他讲啊。
He said,
我主人什么都交给我，只有你不交给我。
He said that there is no one greater in this house than I, but my master has kept back everything except you.
我怎么可以做这个大恶得罪神呢？
And how can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God?
所以我们要把神放在心里面。
Therefore, we must have God rooted in our heart.
你去到哪里？
That no matter where you go,
碰到什么试探？
No matter what temptation you face,
记着耶稣在你里面。
Just remember, because God is in your heart.
耶稣知道你做什么。
And God will see what you're doing.
他说：“我怎么可以做这个恶事得罪神呢？”
So therefore, Joseph say, "How can I do this great wickedness against God?"
第十节
，verse 10.
所以后来啊，约瑟就不听他，也不跟他在一个地方了。
So therefore, from then on, Joseph just removed himself from her.
所以最好的方法，并不是你打赢试探，而是你走开啊，你不要跟他玩了。
So therefore, the best way is not to battle against temptation, but to run away.
啊，有一个弟兄啊。
There's a brother.
他去到一个外地出差。
He went on a business trip.
他走在路上。
And he was walking along the journey.
你知道外地人本来就长得不一样。
And because he's a foreigner, therefore he stands out in the crowd.
信徒又长得跟别人不一样。
And then as a Christian, of course, it's even more different than
non-believers. 我说长得并不是那个牛干，是种气质不一样哦。
But rather, we are talking about his attitude is very different.
很单纯的样子。
And it seems that he is a very simple person.
他走在路上出差嘛，出外地出差。
And so he was walking along the road, and he was on a business trip.
哇，突然间呢，有一些女人就跟在后面。
And then suddenly he found himself followed by a group of girls.
哎呀，先生要不要小姐？
And then they will ask him, "Do you need my service?"
哇，这个弟兄啊，害怕。
And then our brother was very scared.
心里祷告，哈利路亚，赶快跑啊！
And in his heart he kept praying hallelujah, he started to run.
根本就不要回头看一眼了。
He does not even want to cast his head back for a look.
跑离开这个试探。
So he quickly ran away from that area.
因为这个是很危险的。
Because it is so dangerous.
有时一个人在外面出差。
Especially when you're alone on a business trip.
感谢主，他因为有这种害怕，他怕，他不敢。
But praise and thank God, because of this fear of the Lord, he did not dare to commit sin.
有一个弟兄也告诉我。
There's also another brother who told me
他去出差那个国家
that the country where he went on a business trip
五星级旅馆
It is a five-star hotel
下面呢我们知道五星级旅馆通常有不好的不正经旅人那些旅馆都会把他们赶走嘛
And of course we know that since it is a five-class hotel they will turn away all the prostitutes
但是呢那个国家不一样
But that country is different
有钱可能有 commission 啊
Perhaps the hotel get commission
所以去开完会回来，经过那个大堂，哎呀，一大堆那些不正经的女人在那边。
So after they have finished their conference and they come back to the hotel, they look at all these prostitutes at the lobby.
是长得很漂亮那一种，不是像在街道上那一种。
And we're talking about these prostitutes who are of a higher class. They're very beautiful.
眼睛都不敢睁大一点，赶快跑过去按电梯，哈利路亚心里面。
And they did not even dare to look at them. They quickly pray hallelujah and rush to the elevator.
真的，我们要害怕，不要哦，我没什么的，我不会犯的。
So therefore, we need to be afraid. We need to be fearful of the Lord.
所以我们知道，哎，这个是不好的场所，我们就不要去，免得被试探。
So since we know that is a danger zone, do not get close to it unless you be tempted.
哎，我们知道，哎，这个异性对我怪怪的，哎呀，我要远离一点，不要跟试探玩。
And also, sometimes if you feel that a person of the opposite gender is looking at you differently, then just run away.
有一句话，我们没有办法防止那个鸟啊在我们上面大便啊，对不对？有时候不小心，鸟屎，弄脏头发。
There's a certain saying that, of course, when you're walking, you cannot help, but if the bird were to fly over your head and cast its dropping on your head.
不小心可能鸟大便在车上，因为这里车子停在树下，叫鸟大便了。
Or sometimes you find that your car is parked under a tree, and it is when you come back, it's filled with birds dropping.
但是你可以防止那个鸟不要在你头上做一个巢。
But of course, even though you cannot stop the bird from leaving the droppings on your head, you can prevent the bird from casting a nest on your head.
你不要给它机会。
You do not give the bird a chance.
不要给它尾巴。
Do not give it even a moment.
魔鬼的试探。
So when the devil come to tempt you,
he said no, no is no.
And you just say no, and I mean no.
你不要说不行的，但是我电话留给你，有空再联络。
But you cannot say that no, I cannot do this. But here is my phone number.
No 就是没有就没有。
If you say no, it is a definite no.
第二呢
？The second.
我们要从心里面做起。
We must look at our heart and do everything from our heart.
律法说不可以奸淫啊。
Because God's law says that we cannot commit sexual immorality.
主耶稣怎么讲呢
？And what does Jesus say?
预防胜于治疗。
That is, prevention is better than cure.
预防从心里面开始。
And prevention starts from the heart.
马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
二十七节。
Matthew 5 verse 27.
五章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 27. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery.
28.
Verse 28. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
27节主要说是引那个十条诫命的第七条，那不可以犯奸淫，对不起配偶。
So over here, verse 27, Jesus was talking about the seventh commandment that you shall not commit adultery.
但是旧约只告诉你不可以做，但是没有告诉你你要怎么样才不会犯。
But this is the Old Testament. It only tells you passively that you shall not commit adultery.
主耶稣的道理更好。
But however, Jesus' teaching is even more proactive.
更深入。
It goes deeper.
从那个源头开始来处理这个问题。
It goes deeper than passiveness, and that is to go right to the source.
这是第二十八节讲的。
Verse 28.
如果你看到那个妇女起了不好的念头，一念你就已经犯奸淫了。
That if you look at a woman and you begin to lust for her in your mind,
就是说我们要从心里面把这个不好的意念把它赶走。
Then you must root it out from your heart of this lustful desire.
要么心呢是最重要的。
Because your heart is the fountain and it is the most important.
你不会去想，自然就不去做。
If you do not think, then naturally you will not do.
想多了就不去做。
The more you think about it, then the higher the chance that you will commit it.
所以我们要从心里面做起。
So therefore, you must start from the origin of your heart.
保守我们的心。
And to keep your heart clean.
圣圣洁洁。
That it is holy and pure.
那怎么保守心圣洁呢
？But how do you keep your heart clean?
从眼睛开始。
It starts from your eyes.
眼睛是灵魂之窗。
Because the eyes is the window to your soul.
就是说你看到的会直接进到你的灵魂。
That is to say, whatever you see with your eyes, it goes straight and absorbed into your soul.
29节.
Verse 29. And if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
30节.
And verse 30. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
哇，有人就看了，哇，耶稣叫人家砍手砍脚啊，不是基督徒都变砍没有手没有脚了。
So over here, it seems like Christians will not have any limbs left.
啊，耶稣不是叫你这样做。
But of course, it is not literal.
耶稣告诉我们一个很重要的观念。
But here, Jesus is pointed out a very important principle.
我们要从那个根本来处理这个问题。
That is to say, you must go to the source and root out every sin.
如果你的心里不圣洁，是因为看太多不圣洁的东西的话。
Because if your heart is not clean and it comes because your eyes are looking at all the filthy things,
那你看都不要看。
Then do not even cast your eyes on these dirty things.
如果你上网控制不了，会看那些不好的网站。
If you are surfing on the web and you do not exercise self-control and you begin to see pornography,
你自己控制不了。
And you cannot control yourself.
那你干脆连网也不要上。
Then please don't even surf the web at all.
如果你看电影没有办法控制。不看那些不好的。
And also, if you watch a movie, you cannot control yourself to look at all the filthy images.
你就干脆就完全就不要看。
Then it's best for you not to watch any movie at all.
我们要做一个，好像那个癌症啊，那个肿瘤啊，要把它挖出来。
That is to say, if the sin is like a cancerous tumor in your body, you must pluck it out and root it out.
现在的电视啊，太多东西可以看了。
And of course, nowadays, there's so many programs on the television.
Internet 啊，也是太方便了。
And also the internet, there's so many things you can serve around.
但是呢，就对我们来说是个非常大的引诱。
And of course, all this information age poses a great temptation to us.
尤其是啊，现在那些所谓的电影啊，里面内容不好的啊，但是都拍得好，艺术啦，让大家听到说，哇，这个得奖的，这个是名导演的，哇，大家都很想去看。
And also, when you look at some of the movies that is done out there, it contains a lot of filthy contents, but yet because it has gained awards here and there,
这个是明星呢，不是随便找一个演员呢。
And it was filmed by a famous director or famous actors and actresses.
大家就看那些都很 high class， 这个得奖的电影。
And everyone will be so proud that I have watched a movie that just gained an award.
有一天有一个妈妈
，One day a mother
煮了一锅这个布丁呢。
And she just baked a pudding
给儿子吃啊。
And gave it to her son.
儿子很高兴。
And the son was so happy.
妈妈，我最喜欢吃芒果布丁了。
And the son was so happy to the mother. I love mango pudding.
Yeah, 我知道你喜欢吃芒果布丁了。
And the mother, of course, is so happy.
儿子准备要吃的。
And the son was ready to eat it.
妈妈告诉他。
Then the mother told him.
我里面放了一点点你弟弟的大便进去。
That I have put a little bit of your brother's poo in the mango pudding.
他说妈妈怎么可以这样。
Then the son said, "Oh, mom, how can you do this?"
我告诉妈妈就说，我告诉你一个道理。
And the mom says that I want to teach you something.
现在所谓的外面的那些好莱坞电影啊，好像包装的很好看。
That all these Hollywood movies that you're watching is in a beautiful package on the outside.
里面有一点点毒药。
But inside there is poison.
一点点就够了。
It's the tiny bit of poison that is.
一点点就够污秽你的心了。
And just this tiny bit of poison is enough to defile your heart.
这个布丁你敢不敢吃？
So do you dare to eat this mango pudding at all?
不当然不吃了，那么脏。
Then the son said, "Of course, I won't touch it. It's so dirty."
那么那些不好的内容的电影，虽然有一分钟而已，你看不看？
Then how about those movies? Even though there's one moment that is filthy, would you still watch it?
儿子明白了。
Then the son understood.
有个弟兄啊。
And then there's a brother.
本来做翻译。
At first, he was doing translation.
做得很好了。
And he was doing a very good job.
但是眼睛不小心了。
But because his eyes did not, he did not exercise self-control.
是那种好莱坞电影，有一些很好看的。
And there are some very good Hollywood movies.
但是有一两分钟那种淫乱的东西。
But there's one or two minutes of filthy scenes.
看了，哎呀，看完之后头脑里面常会想。
And after he has watched it.The scenes keep revolving in his head.
一跪下来祷告就想起那个东西。
When he kneel down and pray, he think about all these filthy images.
站上来翻译都翻不出来。
And then when he's translating, he couldn't even do the translation.
他知道给魔鬼留地步。
And he knew that he has left some area for the devil to work in his life.
祷告没有力。
And when he's praying, he has no power.
做神工没有力。
When he do holy work, he has no power.
在神面前悔改啊。
So he began to repent before God.
我从心做起。
So therefore, start from your heart.
心就从眼开始。
And your heart is the and the eyes is a window to your soul.
记住，我们不能大开眼界啊。
So remember, do not open your eyes to everything out there.
我们要这个窗户啊，要好好关住。
That remember to keep the shutters of the windows of your eyes at times.
啊，第三点呢。
The third point.
啊，有美好的婚姻的生活。
And that is to have a beautiful marriage life.
啊，会我们看那个会就会避免淫乱。
It will also prevent adultery.
好，我们看箴言第五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 5.
第十五节。
Proverbs 5:15.
五章十五到十七节。
Proverbs chapter 5:15-17. Drink water from your own cistern, and running water from your own well. 16. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets. 17. Let them be only your own, and not for strangers with you.
第五章啊，告诉我们两个逃避淫行的方法。
So over here in chapter 5, it tells us of two solutions for you to run away from temptation.
啊，这是from逃避这个淫情了。第一就是我们刚讲过了，要逃避它，不要跟它玩。
And the first way is to flee from temptation.
这是个消极的。
But that is a passive way.
只有消极的还不够。
But it is not enough.
有另外一个方法。
There is a more proactive way.
积极的。
Which is more proactive.
第十五节说，你要喝你自己的水。
Verse 15, that is to focus on your own cistern and drink water from your own well.
这个到底讲什么呢？
What does it mean?
这个箴言的作者是跟男人讲的。
And so here the writer of this proverb is writing this to the brothers.
自己池中的水或者自己井里的活水代表我们的妻子。
Here it tells the brothers that your own cistern and your own well refer to your own wives.
代表婚姻里面美好的生活。
And it refers to a beautiful marital relationship.
讲明白一点，就是婚姻里面神所祝福的性生活。
And to put it more clearly, is the sexual relationship that you enjoy under the blessings of God.
我们知道一个道理，很简单的道理。
And we know a very simple teaching.
如果你已经什么随便吃什么，反正已经吃很饱了。
If you just eat anything, just
比如说在家里吃很饱了。
For example, you have ate a good meal at home.
已经吃不下了。
That you're so full, you can't eat anymore.
我带你去五星级旅馆的 buffet。
So if I were to bring you at this time to a five-star hotel and go for a buffet,
哎，你看到也不会觉得很好吃，反正我吃不下。
And you look at the buffet, you're like, oh, I'm so full, I don't have room in my stomach anymore to eat these sumptuous buffet.
这个是很简单的道理。
And again, that is a very simple teaching.
所以箴言的作者就告诉弟兄们。
So here, the Bible is telling the brothers,
你喝饱自己池中的水，喝饱自己井里的水。
That be fulfilled with your own sexual relationships with your wife.
啊，你对外面的饮料就没兴趣了。
Then you will be so full that you cannot even look at the temptations outside your marriage.
外面的女人啊，那个饮料啊，是很甜的。
And because remember, the women out there outside of a marriage, they are very sweet.
第三节就是说蜜啊，蜂蜜水啊。
Because verse 3, they are dripping honey, they are smoother than oil.
哇，可能是珍珠奶茶。
Perhaps it's bubble tea.
但是你在家里已经喝饱了。
But because you have drank to the full at home,
没兴趣了，对外面那些。
You have no interest anymore to those food out there.
我们看这哥林多前书第七章。
Let's turn to
First Corinthians. 第七章。
First Corinthians chapter 7.
第七章第三节。
First Corinthians.
七章第二节。第二节啊。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 2.Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband.
保罗讲得很清楚。
Here Paul say it very clearly.
这个社会引诱太多了。
That this society abounds in temptations.
叫你没有欲望不可能。
That it is no longer true that you do not have any desires.
但是呢，有自己的先生，有自己的太太。
But because you have your own husband and your own wife.
自己喝饱水了，外面的蜂蜜水不想喝。
If you're so full of your own sexual relationships at home, you will no longer be interested in those temptations out there.
但是反过来讲，
But on the other hand,
如果家里喝不饱，
If you're not full from your sexual relationships at home with your own spouse,
会很容易出问题。
Then there is
problem,
that pose problem.
为什么呢？
Why?
哦，我们知道外面引诱太多了。
Because we know that there is too many temptations out there.
可能啊，东方人啊，尤其是女性啊，可能有一些比较保守的思想。
And for the Asian culture, usually the ladies they are more conservative.
甚至啊，可能常常会拒绝丈夫的要求。
Sometimes they may refuse the advancement of their husband.
我听过有个见证啊。
I've heard of a testimony.
有一个姐妹啊，种兰花。
There's a certain sister who like to have orchids.
啊，她说，如果没有跟丈夫亲热，我种那个兰花特别漂亮。
And then he says that, oh, if I do not have sexual relationship with my husband, when I grow these orchids, these orchids are even more beautiful.
我心轻啊。
Because my heart is lighter.
这个兰花特别长得特别好。
Then my orchids bloom so beautifully.
哇，这个丈夫头痛。
Then the husband get a headache.
哪有这样的道理呢？
What kind of saying is that?
这个是不合乎圣经的。
Because that is against the Bible.
第四节，我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4, the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
所以这里告诉我们夫妻之间你的身体不是你的。
So here it tells us that between husband and wife, you do not own your own body.
是对方的。
Your body belongs to the...to your spouse.
所以当然有时候要体贴对方。
So of course, sometimes you must consider the needs of your spouse.
但是如果当妻子的常常无理的拒绝丈夫的话。
But however, if you as the wife, you often reject your husband for no reason at all.
你以为我很好，我控制了。
And that you think that you're controlling your husband.
岂不知道这样做是最没有智慧的。
But actually, you're not very wise.
因为丈夫在家里的泉水没得喝，喝不饱，外面要饮料怎么办？
Because you forgot that the husband is not filled with his own well at home, and he is going hungry.
所以圣经讲得很清楚。
So here, the Bible says it very clearly.
互相尊重对方。
That you must respect each other.
互相体贴对方。
That you must honor each other.
这样可以大大的减低外面试探引诱的吸引力。
Then it will greatly reduce the temptation from outside.
再来我们看回来箴言的第五章哦。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 5 again.
第五章第十九节啊。
Proverbs 5 verse 19.
十九节啊。
Proverbs 5 verse 19. As a loving deer and as a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times, and always be enraptured with her love.
这个圣经讲得很清楚。
So here the Bible says so clearly.
太太啊，我们丈夫啊，要以太太得到满足啊。
That as the husband, you brothers, you must be satisfied with your wife.
但是太太啊，要怎么样来让你丈夫更爱你呢？
But however, as sisters, how do you let your husband love you even more?
因为我们知道一个女人。
Because we know that as a woman.
年轻的时候漂亮。
When you're young, you're indeed pretty.
但是呢，孩子生几个了。
But after you have given birth to a few children.
还有呢，年纪大了。
And then you become older.
不可能跟年轻的时候一样。
There is nowhere you can ever compare to a young girl anymore.
So 一个女人如果只用外表的来吸引丈夫的话。
So therefore, as a woman, if you only try to attract your husband with your face and your pretty looks,
这个吸引力会越来越少。
Then remember, this attractiveness will reduce with time.
圣经这里讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible says it very clearly.
这个太太怎么样让丈夫更爱她呢？
How does the wife allow the husband to love her even more.
可爱的鹿啊。
That is to become a loving deer.
这里并不是说，哇，我的太太像一条可怕的狮子。
Because here you did not say that, whoa, my wife is like a roaring lion.
中国人有句话，河东狮，哇，好起来不得了。河东狮啊，the lion in the East River 啊，就形容一些很凶猛的太太啊。
And there's a saying in the Chinese saying that the lions from the east, it refers to some ferocious wives.
这样，先生总会怕太太，但是这个不是爱，这个是怕，怕的要死。
So the husbands are very scared of their wives, and that is not love, it is fear.
他不是爱你，他是怕你。
He is not loving you, he is afraid of you.
这是不够好的。
But that is not good.
圣经说，你要成为一条可爱的鹿啊。
Here it tells the wife that you must become a loving deer.
很温顺。
And a very graceful doe, very gentle.
里面真的很能干。
That is to say that you are very capable.
但是在丈夫面前都很温顺。
But in front of your husband, you become gentle and graceful.
很温柔。
And to be extremely gentle.
那丈夫就说，这个是可爱的鹿啊。
Then your husband will look at you as a very loving deer.
你的个性，你的灵修，越来越进步。
That is your personality, your spiritual cultivation, advanced with time.
就算不输丈夫, 可能比丈夫更好, 哇, 丈夫都, 你真的很好。
And that you will not just be at par with your husband, but maybe even excel against him.
啊, 最后一点哦,
and the last point,
当然要靠圣灵来胜过试探。
That you must depend on the Holy Spirit to go against temptation.
啊, 罗马书第八章,
Romans chapter 8,
十三节,
Romans chapter 8, verse 13, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
讲了那么多,
so you have heard all these teachings and you know them all. But remember, your flesh is weak. Your flesh will not be able to conquer the Spirit.
啊,
no matter how you determine, you will fail again.
只能一定程度的有用,
but however, this is not important enough.
这里告诉我们最重要一点,
here it tells us the most important point.
靠着圣灵,
that you must rely on the Holy Spirit.
常常祷告,
and you must pray often.
把一些不好的习惯,
and that put to death all these bad habits.
不好的观念,
all these bad attitudes.
不好的思想,
all this bad mentality.
改过,
and to correct from them all.
胜过,
then will you conquer against the weakness of the flesh. So therefore today we mentioned about the will of God. It is very simple. And that is to sanctify yourself and keep yourself holy. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so may God help us all.